神与人之间的关系。
And tonight I'd like to study on the topic, the relationship between man and God.
那从马拉基书，我们来看看这个关系是怎么建立的。
And that is from the book of Malachi that we can see how this relationship is being established.
在我们一生有很多的关系。
In our lifetime, we build many relationships.
我们一般人最重视的就是夫妻的关系。
The most important relationship man place is the relationship between husband and wife.
或者说父母跟子女的关系。
Or the relationship between parents and children.
这个是整个家庭的一个关键。
This is a very this constitute the crucial part of a family.
如果夫妻有问题，有时候连带父母跟子女都发生问题。
When the husband and wife has problems, this will affect the relationship between the children.
但是当我们进到圣经来看
，When we study closely in the Bible，
我们发现我们一生里面最重要的关系是人跟神的关系。
We know the most important relationship is between God and man.
如果这个关系好
，If this relationship is going well，
那我们所有的人际关系都会好。
Every other relationship after this will be good.
如果我们跟神的关系好
，If our relationship with God is good，
神的恩典很丰盛。
God's blessing will be very abundant.
虽然我们不是很富有，但是生活绝对不会缺乏。
Even though we're not physically wealthy, our life will not be lacking of anything.
所以神跟人的关系，这是人活着一个最重要一个根本。
This is a very important foundation between the relationship of man and God when we're living in this world.
所以有时候我们在看一个人，为什么你的生活这么多问题？
When we look at sometimes the life of a human of a person, we see that there are many problems. And why is that so?
他工作不是不努力，很努力，但是好像生活有困难。
Even though we felt the person have worked really hard in his job, but there seems to be difficulties that he encountered in his life.
或者说人际关系常常发生问题。
Or there seems to be a lot of not so good relationship between or interpersonal relationship between with other people.
从圣经看起来，这是因为我们跟神的关系有问题。
And from the perspective of the Bible, it is all based and traced back to the relationship between man and God.
所以这个关系如果好，我们可以发现我在地上好像在天国。
If the relationship between man and God is good, when we live in this world, it's as if we lived in heaven.
但是当我们一想到要跟神建立关系，下一步就是，那到底怎么做？
When we want to establish a good relationship with God, what is the next step we ought to do?
那我受洗就是归入基督。
After baptism, we're into enter into Christ.
那这样不够吗？
Isn't that enough?
还需要做什么？
What other steps do I need to take?
那在马拉基书里面，
In the book of Malachi,
马拉基书只有四章。
There's only four chapters.
在这个四章里面，我们看神借着先知跟人在对话。
In these four chapters, we can see that God through the angel have a conversation with man.
那我们就发现说，神对一个事情的看法跟人对一件事情的看法差别很大。
We can see how there's differences between the viewpoint of God versus the way man look at things.
也就是说，这个关系要建立起来从马拉基书看起来就是人有问题。
So if we want to establish a relationship with God from the book of Malachi, it seems that there's problem lies with man.
从第一章一直到第四章，人有问题。
From chapter 1 until chapter 4, the problem occurs from man.
但是当神借着先知告诉以色列百姓的时候，他们的回应是，我有什么问题？
But through the angel, God wanted to convey the message to men, and men will be in defense and said, what is the problem?
他不了解。
Because men do not understand.
到底神怎么想？
What does God think?
所以这个关系就有问题。
And because of that, there's a problem in this relationship.
那问题不是神有问题，神不会有问题。
There's no problem when it comes to God. God has no problem.
是人有问题。
But But the problem lies in man.
那人有问题要怎么解决？
If man has problems, how do we solve this?
第一个要先解决无知的问题。
The first thing we have to solve of the ignorance of man.
我们知道这个世界上的知识很重要。
We know in this world, knowledge is very important.
到人年纪大的时候就很注意身体健康保养的知识。
When men start to age, they are very, they pay a lot of attention on how to keep themselves healthy and all these knowledge of the well-being.
那年轻的时候就是要追求一些在世界上能够就业的知识。
And when they're young, they acquire knowledge of how to excel themselves in their career.
所以这个世代如果没有知识是很难存活的。
So in this generation, without the equip of all these knowledge, it is very hard to survive.
单从属灵上来讲。
But from the spiritual aspect,
无知会让人灭亡的。
To be ignorant is to cause men to perish.
所以有时候我们看到有人信耶稣信到最后灵性灭亡。
We can see some people believe in Jesus until the end that their life is perish.
他每一天都觉得我没有问题，但是到最后灵性灭亡。
He always thinks that he lives a life without any problems, but at the end, his spiritual life is doomed.
不是神不爱他，是他对神不了解。
It is not that God does not love him, but he has not have a deeper understanding of God.
自己离开了神，跟神关系不好，自己不知道。
He has departed from God, and he has yet to know that his relationship with God has turned sour.
我们看何西阿书的第四章。
Turn to Hosea.
何西阿书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
第六节。何西阿书四章的六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
我的民因为无知而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我也必弃掉你，使你不再给我做祭司。你既然忘记神的律法，我也必忘记你做儿女。这里说我的民因为无知而灭亡。
Here it says my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge.
它不是说因为犯罪而灭亡。
It does not tell us because of sin that therefore they are destroyed.
是因为无知而灭亡。
It is because of the lack of knowledge.
所以以色列百姓啊，这个对神的认识真的是很浅。
So we can see how shallow the Israelites have towards the understanding of God.
那我们从新约圣经也看得出来哦，保罗很热心在拜神。
In New Testament, we can see how Paul worshipped God with zealous.
他逼迫基督徒是因为他的热心，不是嫉妒。
When he persecuted the Christian, it's based on the fact that he was zealous and not because he was jealous.
所以后来他说：“我是罪人，而且我是罪人的头。”
So finally, he said, "I'm the sinner and I'm the head of the sinner."
他为什么会讲说他是罪人的头？
Why does he claim that he's the head of the sinner?
因为他是带头逼迫耶稣。
Because he is a leader when it comes to persecuting the Christians.
那热心本来是好的。
To be zealous or fervent is a good thing.
那热心的结果变成罪人的头，这就是不好。
To be fervent and at the point to become the head of the sinners is no good.
到底保罗出在哪里？问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem that lies in Paul?
罗马书说他有热心，但是没有真知识。
In Book of Romans, it says that even though he has fervency, he does not have true knowledge.
那个真知识是什么？
What is the true knowledge?
他不知道信耶稣可以称义。
He does not know that to believe in Christ, he can be justified.
这是恩典，是白白得来的。
This grace is poured to him freely.
所以他要靠着守律法来称义。
He has to keep the laws in order to be justified.
这不但是不可能。
This is not that it's impossible.
而且因为他一直要守律法，所以就把这些信耶稣的人看作异端。
Because he wanted to keep the laws, he considered all these people who believe in Christ as cults or preaching heresies.
所以就要逼迫他们。
And therefore he wanted to persecute them.
所以他的热心使他犯罪。
So his fervency caused him to sin.
因此我们在生活当中啊，热心是重要，是需要有知识。
We know that in our daily life it is important to have this zeal and fervency in terms of pursuing the knowledge.
有时候我们常常发现说，信主这么久到底要追求什么？
Sometimes we wonder, after we believe in for so long, what is it that we have to pursue after?
健康, 我很健康啊。
If you talk about health, I'm very healthy.
事业我很顺利啊。
My career is smooth sailing.
那家庭我很圆满啊。
My family is, well, it's all good.
所以我们常常发现, 到底我信仰生活我要追求什么?
So we try to think, what is it that we have to pursue in our spiritual life?
你看亚伯兰到99岁的时候,
we see that when Abraham was at the age of 99, he has everything and his children are doing well.
但是神告诉他,
but God told him,
你要做完全人,
you have to be a complete man in my eyes.
这个就不简单了,
this is not an easy thing to do. In the eyes of God, he has to be a complete and perfect man.
那你要在神面前做完全人,
to be a perfect man, the first step is you have to understand God.
神的标准什么叫做完全?
In God's standard, what it is to be a perfect man.
第二个,努力去改变自己。
Secondly, you have to continue to try to change and transform yourself.
所以亚伯兰的这个信仰生活,他一到迦南地以后,他已经 他心里所想所追求的已经不是地面上的事情。
In Abraham's journey of faith, the things that he pursued is no longer the things in Canaan.
啊, 他追求是属灵的事情。
But the things he pursued is the spiritual things.
所以到他年纪很大, 神的恩典很充满。
When he comes to an advanced age, his blessing and grace is very abundant.
因为他是神喜欢的人, 他是跟神关系很好。
He's a person that is very delightful in the eyes of God and has a very close relationship with God.
所以今天如果我们一切都很顺利,
so today, if everything goes well for us,
那请问我要追求什么?
What is it that we need to pursue after?
要追求认识神。
We have to pursue for the, to strive to have more knowledge towards God.
然后在神面前啊, 跟他建立亲密的关系。
That we have a very close relationship in, before him.
这个一生追求不完的。
This is something that it's endless when we try to pursue after.
那我们现在回来看, 马拉基书的第一章。
Turn back to Malachi chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
Verse 2.
马拉基书第一章的第二节。Malachi
chapter 1 verse 2.
神说我曾爱你们,你们却说你在什么事上爱我们。
I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us?
我们发现第一个问题就是以色列百姓对神的爱没有感觉。
We can see the first problem is there's no feeling of the love for the Israelites towards God.
不但不认识,
not only did they do not recognize that love, they do not feel anything from God.
哦, 这个关系啊, 啊, 需要有两方面, 啊,
and,
有爱, 这个关系才能建立起来。
And to build the relationship of love, it is mutual. It takes, it's mutual and it takes two people to establish.
哦, 比方说你结婚, 你只 一方爱对方,另外,那另外一方不爱这一方,这个婚没有办法维持很久。
When it comes to marriage, it has to be between two persons. The person has to love each other. If one person only loves the other party and not the same way, this marriage will not last.
这个关系通常是从一方开始。
So it always started from one-sided.
比方说从丈夫开始。
It started from the husband.
然后太太要感受他的爱。
The wife will feel the love.
那给他一个回报。
She will reciprocate his love.
那这样这个关系就会越来越好。
And this relationship will get better and better.
但是如果丈夫很爱太太,太太都没有感觉。
But if the husband loves the wife very much and the wife does not feel anything,
这个关系很容易破裂。
This relationship will be broken.
也经不起考验。
And will not undergo the test of time.
那这个神跟人的关系,
the relationship between man and God.
这是一种约,
it is a covenant.
啊, 以旧约圣经来讲, 这是一个婚约,
in the Old Testament, it is a covenant of marriage.
是神跟他们立约,
it is how God established that covenant with the people.
那既然是好像一个婚约, 所以, 哦, 这个两方要感受到对方的爱, 这个才会持久。
Because it is a marriage covenant, both of them have to feel the love towards each other, and therefore the marriage will last.
所以神说,我曾爱你们, 他们说,你在哪里爱我们?
Say, I have loved you, says the Lord, but you asked, how have you loved us?
那既然啊, 他对神的爱没有感受, 所以, 他对神也非常的冷淡。
Because they do not feel the love of God, and therefore they have very cold feeling to, towards God's love.
啊，今天我们从实际生活来看。
Today, if we look at our life in a practical way.
啊，有时候我们一讲到哪里可以发展事业赚钱，眼睛就亮起来，满心的火热。
When we talk about where we can invest to gain more money, that's when our eyes will lit up and we have this passion.
这可以了解，因为人活着需要钱。
It is understandable because men, when we survive, we need wealth or cash.
我们一谈到哪个地方啊能够去玩，哇，大家就热起来。
When we talk about where we can go for a vacation or somewhere fun, everyone start to become very excited. No matter how early it is, you will still wake up.
So we find this is also very easy to make people have a very warm reaction.
And we can see how people tend to have strong reaction towards things that are fun.
But it is about God's things, I don't feel like it.
But towards God's matter, sometimes we feel that we do not have this passion.
对敬拜神好像没有什么特别的热忱。
Towards worshiping the Lord, we don't have the zeal or fervency.
对服侍神好像没有什么感觉。
Towards serving God, we don't have this feeling.
但是那个最基本的关键在哪里？
So where is this critical point?
就是跟马拉基书第一章讲的一样。
It is the same as that was recorded in Malachi chapter 1.
就是对神的爱没有感受。
That we do not feel anything when it comes to God's love.
所以在生活当中对神的回应非常冷淡。
So in our daily life, we feel very cold towards God's calling.
我们现在看以赛亚书的第一章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
以赛亚书第一章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2.
天啊要听地啊侧耳而听因为神说我养育儿女将他们养大他们竟然背逆我第三节
Verse 3
牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽以色列却不认识我的民却不留意这个地方的神在控告以色列百姓
Here God is rebuking the Israelites
说天啊地啊你要听
Listenheavens and earth、
第三节他在讲、牛能够认识主人
the ox knows his master、
所以这个主人呢、牛对主人有感情的
the ox has a feeling towards his master、
不但很认真在耕种
not only is it diligent in trying to plow the field、
有时候主人一靠近那个牛就会安静下来有尾巴会摇摇
When the master is coming closer, the ox can react and become quiet and wag its tail.
那有的人喜欢养猫跟养狗。
Some people like to keep dogs and cats.
我们在南美有一个家庭养了有一阵子，他养了十只狗。
And there's a family in North America. They have ten dogs.
哇，一进去那个狗真的一直吠吠到大声。
They keep barking when you walk in.
但是我们看它进去就不一样，那个狗就尾巴一直摇上，绕着它的身体一直转。
But when the master walks in, the dogs got really excited and surround the master with wagging its tail.
所以我们可以了解他为什么要养狗，因为狗有感情啊。
We can understand why he liked to keep all these dogs because they have good feeling towards him.
有一对夫妻啊，他没有孩子，所以他养一只小狗。
There's a couple who does not have children and they like to keep a dog.
回家开门的时候，狗就在里面叫，在欢迎他。
When they came home, as soon as they turned the doorknob, the dogs were so excited and was barking and wagging its tail.
那吃饭的时候，狗就坐在桌上旁边，小狗小小的，就在看它吃饭。
It's a little puppy, and when they were having dinner, it would sit on the chair and watch them eat.
那它就剥那个葡萄，剥皮给狗吃啊，怕它呛到。
So the couple start peeling the skin of the grapes and fed it to the dog.
那后来死了，我就问他说：“哎，你怎么不再买狗？”
But after the dog died, I asked them, "Why do you not have another one?"
哇，他说狗死了，在太痛苦。不养
It is too painful to watch the dog that die, and I don't think I want to have another dog.
这个狗对人有感情啊。
Dog has a good feel, has good relationship with men.
还有一个姐妹，她没有结婚。
There's a sister that is not married.
她家大概有三只还是四只猫。
She has three cats in her house.
也是都是，我就坐在沙发，坐在她旁边，就有感情了。
So the cats are fond of her and they sit close to her on the sofa.
有一次她在看电视，那个猫就坐在窗户旁边，就在她旁边陪她看电视。
When she was watching the television and the cats would sit close to the window and watch, accompany her to watch the TV.
但那个猫打瞌睡了，从窗下掉下去了。
But the cat was dozing off and start to fell from the window.
从四楼掉下去，她很着急，马上冲下去看，还好那尾巴很长，一直摇就没有跌死了。
She was so worried when the cat fell off the window from a four story and she rushed down, but fortunately the cat just shake its tail and did not and was able to walk again.
所以这里神啊用这个人养的这些动物宠物来控告以色列百姓。
So God uses the animals to accuse the Israelites.
我养这些牛啦驴啦他们都认识我都知道亲近我但是我养这些人啊对神冷漠无情。
I reared the ox and donkey, and they came to know me, but the people that I brought them up does not know me.
而且第二节特别说，他甚至背逆我。
And in fact, they have rebelled against me.
说为什么会这样
？Why is that so？
我想那个答案跟马拉基书第一章是一样，对神的爱没有感觉。
So the answer comes from Malachi chapter 1 that their lack of knowledge towards God.
那对神爱的没有感觉，你心里就缺乏一股动力。
If they have the lack of feeling towards God, they do not have this this movement or passion.
所以他说你在哪里爱我们
？So they ask, where have you? How have you loved us?
好，我们现在回来看马拉基书第一章。
Turn back to Malachi chapter 1.
第二节的下半句。
The second part of verse 2.
人说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。第三节。
Verse 3.
恶以扫是他的山岭荒凉，把地业交给旷野的野狗。
Was not Esau Jacob's brother? The Lord says. Yet I have loved Jacob. I have turned his mountains into a wasteland and left his inheritance to the desert.
啊，这里啊，以扫跟雅各他本来是两兄弟啊。
Here, Jacob and Esau are brothers.
哦，但是神说，哦。我爱雅各。
But the Lord says, "Yet I have loved Jacob."
哦，那个时候他们还没有出生啊。
That time they were not born yet.
也就是说，还没有行为的表现。
That is to say that there's no manifestations of their behavior.
有时候父母爱小孩子，就是、啊、这个比较乖，我就比较爱。
When sometimes parents tend to love the children when they're more obedient.
那这个怎么讲都不听，我心里就觉得。有一点疏远。
And the other one, if it's so rebellious or does not listen, they feel that there's a distance between them.
所以这个人跟人之间的关系，常常是用对方怎么表现呢，然后我们去感受到啊，来一种回应，来这样建立关系的。
So the reaction between man and man is tends to have the respond or the reaction to one another and to determine how close or distant.
但是以扫跟雅各他两个还没有生出来啊，神就说我爱以扫。
But before Esau and Jacob are born, God says, I have loved Jacob.
那后来雅各、啊、真的就被改名叫做以色列，就是现在以色列人的祖先了。
So Jacob changed his name to Israel, who is the forefather of the Israelites today.
所以圣经说神是亚伯兰的神，以扫啊，以扫雅，以扫雅各的神。
So God says that He's the God of Abraham, the God of Esau, and the God of Jacob.
哦，这个什么意思
？What does that mean?
啊，就是神跟他们立约。
That is the covenant established between God and man.
所以以扫跟雅各是两兄弟，神拣选雅各。
So Esau and Jacob are brothers, and God chose Jacob.
这个就是爱。
And that is love.
被拣选就是爱。
To be chosen is to be loved.
那我们对神的爱哦，这个层次就每个人都不太一样。
So our levels of love towards God for everyone is different.
那层次不一样，对神的爱的回应也不一样。
So because we have different levels when it comes to loving God, our response to God is different too.
如果你问一个小孩子，
If you ask a child,
爸爸有没有爱你？
Does your father love you?
他拿一个电动玩具，这个就是爸爸的爱。
He brought a computer game and he said, this is my father's love.
这个就是他对爱的了解。
This is his understanding of love.
然后再大一点，
When he grew older,
你再问父母怎么爱你。
You asked him, how does your parents love you?
有人就拿 iPhone, 这个是父母买的。
They brought up iPhone, they said, my parents bought this.
所以对这个父母的爱年纪越大会了解越深。
The love towards their parents gets deeper as they grow older.
有时候我们到每个不同的地方去看这些移民的家庭。
When we go to different places and look at the people who has immigrated from somewhere else,
真的是感受到父母对子女的爱很深。
We can see how deep their parents' love is towards their children.
有的父母在原来他的故乡工作非常好。
Some parents have worked really hard in their hometown.
甚至有的在当医生
Some of them are doctors.
或者很成功的事业。
Or in very well-established career.
那到为着孩子就搬家了，移民。
But because of their children, they have to move to somewhere else or immigrate.
那移民有的就去当管家，那有的就去上班。
Some of them end up being caretakers or just being in a normal job.
不论他的收入、身份、地位，什么都往下降很多。
They're willing to lower their status or their role or their earning power.
但是有时候我们就发现，有的子女能够到感受到这个父母的爱。
Sometimes we know, we can see that the children can experience that kind of love from their parents.
所以他对父母非常好。
And they treat their parents very well.
但是有的孩子他对这个父母的爱没有办法了解这么深。
But there are some children who does not have a very deep understanding of their parents' love.
他就会埋怨别人有什么，为什么我没有。
They start to complain, why is it that somebody else have more things and I don't have them?
所以对父母的爱他感受不深的，他的回应就是很表面。
So for those who does not have a very deep love towards their parents, their response is very shallow or superficial.
那我们跟神的关系就是这样。
But our relationship with God is the same.
我们常常在见证会听到很多神的恩典。
When we hear many God's grace in testimony session,
病得医治。
The sick are being cured.
车祸平安。
Or they survive from an accident.
找到好工作。
They found a really good job.
当然这是神的爱。
Indeed, these are God's love.
但是如果我们对神爱的了解就是这样而已。
But if our understanding of God's love is only based on these things,
那你就发现有时候我不需要神。
Then you will eventually feel like you don't need God.
你看有的人他没有神，他工作也很好，身体也很平安，事业很顺利。
You start to see that people who does not have God in their life have a good job, they're very healthy, and everything goes well.
所以这个信仰的成长就是我们能够用属灵的悟性去很深的了解神对我们的爱。
So the growth of our faith is to use the spiritual things to understand God's love.
而不只是说在生活当中体会到一些神的恩典。
It's not just to experience God's love or God's grace in our daily life.
那这个最深的爱是在灵界里面。
The deepest love is dwells in the spiritual realm.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
When God chose Abraham.
圣经有提到。
The Bible mentioned.
我们看生命记的第七章。
Do you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7?
生命记的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第七节。
Verse
7. 第七章的第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7.
神专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们人数多于别民。我们原来你们人数在万民中是最小的。第八节。
Verse 8.
只因为神爱你们，又因为守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及法老的手。 这个地方说神专爱你们。
Here it tells us that the Lord,
第七节。
Verse 7, the Lord loves you.
好，拣选你们。
And he has, chose you.
不是因为我们有什么条件。
It is not based on because they have certain requirements.
以色列百姓人数是最少的。
The Israelites are the less in numbers in the nation.
所以神拣选他们。
When God chose them.
是因为神爱他们。
It is because God loved them.
而且神要向亚伯拉罕所立的那个诫命要传续下来。
Because God wants to continue the covenant he established with Abraham.
那神向亚伯拉罕立什么约？
What is the covenant that God established with Abraham?
我们看创世纪的十二章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪的十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我要指示的地方去。第二节。
Verse 2.
我必叫你成为大国，我也赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也叫别人得，为叫别人得福。这里神跟他拣选他。
God chose Abraham
要给他一块地
to give him a land
所以他离开他的本地到神应许那块地
so that he has to depart from his father's house and go to the land that God had shown him
然后他的后裔要成为大国
his descendants will become a great nation
而且他要蒙福
and he will be blessed
有很几个很重要的重点
these are very important points
那到底神给他那块地代表什么
And what does the land that God gave him represent?
到希伯来书里面说，神到亚伯兰到迦南地的时候，他的头脑已经不是在想那一块地。
In Hebrew, it records that when Abraham reached the land of Canaan, his mind is not on this land.
他在那一块地是寄居的。希伯来书十一章。
In his land, he was just sojourners.
我们来看希伯来书的十一章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第九节
Verse 9
他因着信就在所应许之地做客旅好像在异地居住帐篷与那同盟应许的以扫雅各一样请读
By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country he lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob
这里说亚伯兰在那个迦南地他好像做客人
So it tells us in the land of Canaan, he's like a visitor or a stranger.
那为什么?
Why is that?
第十节。
Verse 10.
他等候那座有根基的城。
He's looking forward to the city with foundations.
这神所经营所建造的。
Whose architect and builder is God.
那个根基的城是什么?
What is the city with foundations?
就是天国。
That is heaven.
所以神拣选亚伯兰最大的恩典不是给他迦南地那一块地，是天国。
The greatest blessing that God bestowed on Abraham is not that promised land of Canaan, but is heaven.
那这个天国，如果我们有那个信心，而且能够去了解，你就满心感谢。
If we have the faith to understand, we will be full of thanks.
因为有一个天国，人生才有盼望。
Because there's heaven, man has hope.
有一个天国，我们人才能够超越死亡。
When there's heaven, man can excel to against death.
人活着才有意义。
And there's meaning when man lives.
如果没有天国
，without heaven，
人活着没有意义的。
There's no meaning when of a person's living.
也没有盼望。
There's no hope.
因此，这个神给我们最大的爱
，the greatest love that God give us，
就是让跟我们立约。
That he is willing to establish a covenant with us.
拣选我们。
And he has chosen us.
借着宝血跟我们立约。
That through his precious blood that he has established this covenant with us.
要赐给我们一块亚伯兰所向往那一块地。
To give us this land that Abraham has longed for.
是天上的家乡是好的无比的。
That is the heavenly home that is far greater than anything in this world.
所以当我们对神的了解从这个物质的层面这样一直进到灵的层面去。
When our understanding of God can transcend from just superficial or physical things into the spiritual realm.
从地上一直进到天国。
From the earth into the heavenly kingdom.
那个时候我们就完全被神的爱所感动。
That is when we are totally touched and moved by God's love.
那我们就能够很有力量的来回应神的爱。
That we can have the strength and power to repay or reciprocate God's love.
如果神要我做什么?
If God wants me to do certain things,
我都愿意,
I will be willing.
因为他要给我那一块地是好得无比的,
because the land he was promised to give me is far exceed than anything.
所以我们对神的爱这个要需要更深更高的去认识。
So our understanding of God's love has to be deeper and higher.
所以马拉基书的第一章在提到以撒跟雅各两兄弟神拣选雅各。
So in the book of Malachi, between the two brothers of Esau and Jacob, God chose Jacob.
这个拣选本身是有极大的应许在里面。
This choosing has contains a greater promise and blessing.
不只是地上那一块地, 而且包括天上更美的家乡。
Not just the land in this earth, but the heavenly kingdom above.
好, 我们再看, 回来看马拉基书的第一章。
Turn back to Malachi chapter 1.
好, 第四节。
Verse 4.
以东人说, 我们现在虽然被拆毁, 却要重建荒废之处。 万军的神如此说, 任他们建造, 我必拆毁, 人必称他们的地为罪恶之境, 称他的名为神永远恼怒之名。 那没有被拣选的怎么办?
What about those who are not chosen?
比方说雅各他, 以扫他没有被拣选。
Let's say Esau who's not chosen.
啊, 从第四节看起来,
Look at from verse 4. 啊,
人没有被拣选, 他的命运就决定了。
If men are not being chosen, his life is being predetermined.
而且, 没有办法改变,
and it cannot be changed.
啊, 一生没有办法改变,
he cannot change his life.
啊, 所以第四节的最后, 啊, 他成为神永远恼怒之民。
The latter part of verse 4, those people will always be under the wrath of God.
所以今天如果我们没有信主,
today, if we do not believe in Christ,
不但我们没有天国的盼望,
not only did we do not have this hope of the heavenly kingdom,
而且在神的眼中我们是神永远恼怒之民,
but in the eyes of God, we will be forever under the wrath of the Lord.
圣经说神的震怒天天在我们身上,
God's wrath will be on us every day.
不是说没有被拣选就没事情了,
it does not say, seems to go that show that if you're not being chosen, nothing will happen.
神啊, 你做你, 我做我, 我们不相干。
We cannot say that God, you're you and I mine, and we have no connection.
不是这样, 没有被拣选就是神恼怒之民。
It is not so. For those who are not being chosen will be always under the wrath of the Lord.
因为没有被拣选就没有在神的救恩里面。
If you're not being chosen, you will not be dwelling in God's grace.
但没有在神的祝福里面。
Not in the blessing of the Lord.
所以被拣选这是极大的恩典。
To be chosen has a greater sense of blessing.
这是神给我们极大的爱。
This is the greatest love that God has given to us.
所以神的爱绝对不只是说一些表面上很物质上的一些给我们的一些照顾。
God's love is not just giving us a very physical protection.
圣经说超过人所能了解的。
It can exceed beyond the understanding of men.
那我们就一直去追求，越靠近神，我们感受越深。
If we strive to be draw closer to God, our experience will be deeper.
那我们对神充满着感谢。
And we'll be filled with thanks towards God.
而且我们被神吸引。
And we'll draw closer to God.
我们的信仰生活很有力量。
Our faith will be strengthened and powerful.
所以不是说生活很舒服，没事情做了，信仰生活就是这样，不，绝对不是这样。
It does not mean that when everything is so smooth, our faith is there's nothing we can do.
要竭力追求认识神。
But we have to strive hard to get to know God.
他出现好像早晨的阳光。
His appearance is just like the morning sun.
充满着希望，充满着温暖。
It is full of hope and full of warmth.
他出现又好像甘霖。
His appearance is like the morning dew.
我们的心好像一块荒田。
Our heart is like a raw field.
非常的干旱。
It's very dry.
找不到什么美德。
We cannot find anything good.
神好像甘霖。
God is like a morning dew.
当他浇灌在我们里面。
When he shower upon us.
我们这块田地才会有出产。
This field will yield harvest.
所以我们要竭力追求认识神。
We have to strive hard to pursue to know God.
对神认识越深。
The deeper we know God.
了解神。
We understand him.
我们才有一个基础跟神建立更美的关系。
Then we have this foundation of how we can establish a stronger relationship with him.
对神不认识。
If we do not know him,
有时候我们连得罪神自己都不知道。
Sometimes we might not know that we have offended him.
所以无知会让人灭亡。
To be lack of understanding will cause a man to be destroyed.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.